This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And happening again at Roseburg High School, a bingo night and a dessert dash to benefit the Roseburg High Band. Jason Jacobus passed a band, what do you call that group officially, Band Parents?
Band Parents Organization, or BPO for short.
So he was around this for a long time, and one of those things that has not happened since 2019. Oh, boy.
Well, actually, it was 2020 when the last one happened.
Oh, 20, okay.
Right before everything kind of hit the fan in March. This happens in February, so I was there at the last one. It was my daughter's senior year, so it's a fun event, and we're glad to have it back.
So bingo night and a dessert dash. Talk about what happens in the course of the evening.
What we do is starting at 6 o'clock on February 9th, that's a Thursday, we start selling bingo cards. They're $5 a card, and you get as many cards as you want, and all those funds go to support the kids, who then use that to go on trips and do anything music related. Goes into their funds. And then we also have raffle tickets that you can get for various prizes. Artisans donate, different businesses donate, and we have those that we're selling. And then we have a dessert dash, which how that works is basically whatever table you sit at has a number. You kind of put in funds into an envelope, and if you're the highest envelope, you get to go first, but they call it a dash because they give you 5 seconds to run up and get your dessert before they call the next table. So scout out the table, make sure you know what you want, and that's a real fun event.
You know, I'm sort of hoping that somebody this year runs a video of this. It'd be fun to see.
Yeah, I don't know that there has been video of it, but yeah, it's a fun event. Brandon calls out the bingo numbers. He's rather entertaining with doing those numbers.
Well, you know, the band program around here has gotten a lot of attention in the past several years. I mean, a huge band. You see at football games and band at basketball games and various other things, and a lot of energy behind that program.
Yeah, Brandon's been here for, I want to say, maybe going on 10 years. Definitely has built that program. COVID, of course, gave it, Zoom band isn't very good, so it kind of took a little hit there, but it has definitely came back gangbusters, and we're excited. A lot of these funds go to, as you can see, the band had brand new uniforms back in 2019. We have custom shows we put together for the band, so it's not a canned show. It's actually done by people actually write the music in the drill for the band. He gets able to get instruments and just make the band better in regards to the future kids coming up.
Well, kids can learn so much out of music, just the music part itself. But, I mean, it's really like sports in that, I mean, you've got a team of people and you're all working on, getting through a song, having it sound a certain way, and pretty fascinating to watch. And not inexpensive to do. I mean, some of these instruments are not cheap.
Yeah, for sure. And over time, you get wear and tear on the instrument, needs to be repaired, things like that. So, yeah, it's I think last year we mic'd all the front pit ensemble, the xylophones and vibraphones and stuff like that, and that doesn't come cheap. But if you look at the other high-end schools, that's what they're doing. So we want to compete and be effective against other schools, so that's one of the things the Band Parents Association gave to Brandon to make sure that happened.
So if somebody wants to participate, do they just show up that night, or do they need to get in on this ahead of time?
Well, yeah, come at 6 o'clock to the Student Center at RHS, and that's when you'll see a line to get your bingo cards. And then the other thing we'd like to mention is if there's any businesses out there that are wanting to donate to the cause, there's going to be a lot of people there, and it's a good program to support.
All right. So, again, that is on Thursday, February 9th. Starts at 6. The bingo and then the dessert auction, more bingo and a lot going on to help the Roseburg High School band program, and much interest there in the band program. So a way to help out in the community. All right, Jason, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
8:37 at the Morning Report.